It's always good to be the pig.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You are listening to episode 264 of Sapnin Podcast, featuring myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend, Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards. And, you know, it's funny. Some people listening to this would think we're pretty handsome. Awkward. Or that we're like a box full of sharp objects.
I wish I had a box full of sharp objects because I'd fucking chuck it at you. Stop doing this!
I'm toxic positivity.
He's still going!
And you want to put me in the body bag?
I fucking will when I see you. I'm dying of cold. I'm not up for this. Right, with it. If you haven't already gathered, this week's guest is Bert McCracken, Robert McCracken, Robbie McCracks, Robbie from the Used, Bobby Used, Bob Full of Sharp Objects. That's it. Yes, Bert McCracken of the Used is our guest.
Yes, he's back. The GOAT, the emo messiah, poster boy for all of this scene. And the every little layer, I literally think there is DNA and influences a link back to Mr. Bert McCracken and the Used. I'd argue part of alternative pop culture at this rate. He's seen the mainstream highs of this music in the early 2000s. He's powered through the lows. And that's the thing. He's always stuck around. This band have had no hiatuses, no breakups. Elements of the Used that have changed and adapt, but Bert has always been waving that flag. And speaking of flags, he took a trip to the UK this week for a tour supporting their new album, Toxic Positivity. And we got to hang out with him backstage at the Marble Factory in Bristol. And when I say hang out, we were literally in their dressing room, all of the band just chilling, and even getting tattooed while we were recording this podcast.
Yes, it was a good one. It was a very friendly one. It was nice to see everybody from the Used and get to hang out again. I apologize for sounding underwater. Obviously, I'm ill. This is the second flu I've had in a fortnight, so I'd imagine that's how my life's going to be forever now. Every 2 weeks, I'm going to be ill. But yeah, we got to hang out, and it was fantastic, and I think he enjoyed it so much that you will hear that he gave us unbelievable exclusive.
That's something out of the bag. He should have, but he trusts us that much. And it's just nice to be able to do this with him in person. He's been on the podcast before, but he was our first one over Zoom. 190 odd weeks later, we finally get him in the flesh, and it's worthwhile. Absolutely trust me on this. Throughout this conversation, we are literally going to touch on so many different subjects about being tattooed on tour, to the scene's evolution, inspiring massive artists these days of like Demi Lovato and Machine Gun Kelly, the 20th anniversary of In Love and Depth, coming back to the UK for Download Festival, and so, so much more. I mean, this is a guy that you have idolized and even got to share the stage with once or twice in the past.
When we met up with their tour manager, Sheep, he took us to the dressing room and then he tried to introduce us. And we were all like, oh, no, we know each other. No, it's all good, but it's all good. They've always been absolutely lovely guys to me. And they are absolute legends in this scene. yeah, loads of nice moments from the tattooing to hanging out to vape swapping, trying each other's vapes. That was strange. Got to share the stage with them on Taste of Chaos a couple of times. And it was a dream come true because the blackout once covered a box full of sharp objects years and years and years before we did stuff. So, yeah, full circle again.
We love a full circle moment. That's what this podcast is about. And you can get even more full circle moments with us if you have our Patreon page at patreon.com/sapnin. Over there, there's a whole community of wonderful people who meet up with each other at gigs, at festivals, hang out, get emo with each other. So come and get involved. Patreon.com/Sapnin. Share this podcast at Sapnin Pod on Instagram and the app formerly known as Twitter. But let's shut up. Let's get straight into it. This is the Messiah himself, Mr. Burt McCracken of the Used, on episode 264 of Sapnin Podcast.
Lovely stuff. Sapnin!
Sapnin!
What a time to be alive.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sapnin!
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 Oh,
quicker than any of us. This week's guest is the fantastic, the wonderful, the inspirational Burt McCracken of the Used.
Sapnin.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Validation. That's the validation we needed. But no, Burt,
good to see you guys. I'm great. Hanging.
Yeah.
Chilling.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's nice to do this in the flesh. We were just saying that you were our kind of first guinea pig for when the world stopped and we had to move this over to Zoom and everything. So it's nice to actually sit down with you in person.
It's always good to be the pig.
But no, appreciate it. How's things in the UK been so far?
Amazing. Shows have been awesome. Super hype. Weather's not too bad. We've been dealing with it. Jet lag's been pretty bad, but yeah.
Apologies.
That's to be expected. Australia and UK are like completely, it's like 12 hours, yeah. 11 hours difference. So it's kind of done my head in, but yeah, we've had a great time so far. Last night in London was off the chain.
Oh, yeah,
that's what the kids say. It was fire. It was fire.
On God.
On
no
God.
Cap.
No cap.
No cap.
Yeah.
For hizzy.
Yeah.
For shizzy even.
Fro.
Oh yeah. FRFR. Only JK. We just started speaking letters for the rest. It's just some letters for the rest of it.
I was lost for 2 seconds there. I don't know what was going on.
We're not done with the kids,
well,
I guess.
No, yeah. Apparently.
Not down with the new lingo, mate.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Just down with the sickness instead.
There you go.
Jesus Christ. joke 20 years too late.
Yeah. You want to tattoo me while we're doing this?
Yeah.
What should we do?
Oh, can we? Can
oh, you're, go, you're still going? All right, sorry.
All right.
All right. I'll use your needle. I don't care.
Whatever, innit?
Let's mix it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody who doesn't have a tattoo right now is a wimp.
His name's Joe. I just got Joe Rules. Like, last night I got Patrick's name.
Nice.
I got this eyeball. Got this Hello Kitty with a bong. I got this.
Finally.
These Roman numerals.
Nice.
They say 1620. You get it?
420. Lovely. As a fellow Jamaican cigarette fan myself.
I got the cover of Jane Doe.
Oh, Jesus Converge. Christ. Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Super cool. One of my favorites.
Is this just a new standard in the dressing room now, just to have the tattoos?
Yeah, Pat has come with us on 4 tours. Just
Hi, everyone.
Just doing mad tattoos every day. It's pretty fun having a tattoo artist on tour. I try to get one a day just to keep the doctor away.
Nice. So what's the next one going to be?
I'm not sure. What are we doing? The flux capacitor.
Oh.
David Bowie.
Nice.
Knuckles. We got some plans. Possible face. Yeah.
What? Actually on your face or a face somewhere?
He's going to tattoo his own face.
What?
Yeah. How hard is that?
What a...
I'd say hard yes, what? Dude. Are you kidding? Yeah, Joey could actually do it. We've all done tattoos on Pat. Pattoos on tat.
Pattoos. Pattoos. If that's not the name of your shop, Pattoos.
Pattoos, dude.
Pattoos the
whenever
shop.
Whenever you open up your own shop, it's Pattoos.
That's great.
You are welcome. That is free. You can have that. So, what's next after this? Are you guys going to Europe?
Going home for a little bit.
Ooh.
Yeah. We have the rest of the year off. Oh, yeah.
2 weeks.
We have a little bit of time off. We're going to South America in March.
Nice.
And then, the next year will be some bopping tours. Coming back here for Download.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Can't wait. Download is such a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you haven't played that festival in like a decade.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah, we haven't been to the UK since Joey was first in the band. Yeah. So it's super good to be back. It's like, it feels right too. People are stoked. We're stoked. Everything's kind of locked in.
Yeah. This is one of the things I was going to bring up because, obviously there being a few tours announced in the past and for many reasons, you've had to cancel and take care of your health, more importantly, than that. So actually to be back here now, I feel like the UK is probably one of those countries that really embraced the used, even from day one. Is it kind of refreshing in a way to get back to a place that you're so familiar with, but yet haven't been in so long?
Yeah, it's great. Everybody that we meet has been so kind and understanding. And I think a lot of people out there struggle with the same ailments. A lot of people have hard time with depression and anxiety. So it's been a really cool reception to know that people are not only hyped about the band, but also like with the band as far as like love and support. And it's been amazing.
I've also seen, and I always find this really interesting, is that there's a point now where people are obviously seeing you for like the 10th, 20th, or 30th time, but there's so many people seeing you for the first time as well.
It's
like
great.
If they either didn't get a chance way back in the day or they've discovered you through some weird kind of outlet this time around. How refreshing is that? How weird is that to see, like, it's not just, it's the same old faces. It's new people discovering the used every single day.
Yeah, every day at our meet and greet. I've been a fan of yours for 20 years. I've never seen you guys. It's like,
I'm 23. Damn.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
We get a lot of those. I've been listening to you since I was 5. I love you guys. it's a really cool feeling. We people flying from all over the world to come here to see us, and we couldn't be more grateful. It's just been such a ride. And for all the newcomers, we're like fucking welcome to the family.
Yeah,
so pumped.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was outside just now, and there was a couple of people outside who couldn't be more than like 19 or something like that, which is mad, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
We're all, I hate to say it, but we're all slowly getting on a bit.
It's all right. Ooh. We're getting wise.
Ooh, I'm getting itchy thinking of it.
What would you put down to this kind of new generation? Because I think there's so much talk about nostalgia being such a big thing now. And, there's inventions like TikTok and all this. But you are having a gateway to reach people that maybe wouldn't normally necessarily have checked out the band before. Is it weird for you to see like this whole resurgence of this emo scene or whatever you want to call it from albums and bands 20 years ago that you're all kind of back doing this and everyone's kind of reforming and this all kind of coming back around again?
Yeah, it's about time, man. We've had so many years of like feelinglessness.
Mm.
So many years of, I just feel like shallow, meaningless, boof, 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 boof. It's nothing, no offense to the EDMs, but I think that the music was so heartfelt and so meaningful in the early 2000s that it makes a lot of sense that it's coming back in a huge way. I think people really want something to hold on to. Music is like church for a lot of people. Music saves lives every day. So yeah, I think that this kind of music especially has a message that you want to hold on to, that you can take to your heart and really, you know, you change your life, feel inspired, all of that.
Nice. Mm. I see when We Were Young lineup got announced. When We Were Young lineup got announced and seeing that you guys are playing In Love with Death, celebrating 20 years of that, I mean, so many people are just sharing memories of like, oh my God, I remember picking up this record for the first time. Is there any little tidbits or any little memories that come running back to you when you're thinking like, okay, we're going to revisit this album now and play a lot of these kind of like maybe tracks that you haven't put out in a long time?
Yeah, it's a incredible feeling. We were on top of the world when In Love and Death came out. It was insane. There were billboards for the record and it went hype. I remember that night when the record came out outside of Tower Records, there was this massive, massive, massive line, like a mile long. And our manager's like, jump out, run down that line. I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like running down the line and like nobody's looking at me and people are kind of looking at me funny. And then finally somebody's like, dude, this is the Interpol release party.
Power things on the West Coast.
All right, my bad. That was a fun night. But yeah, In Love and Death has been such an insane record. So important in my life. So inspirational in my life. I think everybody kind of struggles with the same situations. Everybody's going to lose somebody close to them. Everybody's going to feel really, really high highs and really low lows in life. And I think this record kind of captures all of it. It's and the nostalgia coming back and people like, man, I remember exactly where I was when I first heard this song.
Mm.
And that's what music's all about, the memories and the moments.
Well, very much so, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, 100%. I always find it interesting as well. And I don't know if there's anything in particular or like a certain time point where you feel the popularity of maybe this music crossing into the mainstream died off, because I think, you know, in the late 2000s, early 2010s, you did see a lot of people shifting to kind of electronically based emo music or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. You guys always kind of stayed away from that as much as you could. What about that time in particular, do you think kind of, was it just people trying to fit into what was changing in pop culture and trying not to be forgotten? I mean, it's weird to see little things like that happen, deflate a bit, and then come back around when everyone's just kind of like, oh no, let's go back to the way it was.
I think that a big part of it, Pro Tools came out in the early 2000s, and I think that the technology was just growing and growing and growing. When people realized they could make those kind of sounds, it makes perfect sense that they would put together amazing tracks. And like I said, no offense to EDM, but I think that it's kind of missing that kind of reach, that grab inside you that pulls you. At least for me, I don't know.
It's so to some effect, guy. I guess. Yeah. It's like, yeah, how much music can a machine-based thing have, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt about it.
Yeah, we always kind of thought that we were a rock band and we wanted to make rock music, and we embraced the emo hardcore. We've been an emo band for 23 years now, so couldn't be more stoked.
Nice.
Yeah, I find it very weird when you keep seeing these videos online of AI being generating someone to sing like someone else. And I'm just like, whoa, I hope we kind of dialed back down on that.
Have they done that to you yet? Have you been AI voiced?
I'm sure of it, yeah. It's scary, but it is what it is, right?
Mm.
And like, it's gonna take us all.
Yeah, at some point we're gonna have to blend with it.
Yeah. We'll see. I think that people are gonna become way more protective and way more.
I hope so.
I think it's gonna. Yeah, I hope so too. Yeah. That's me being positive.
Yeah.
Well, another world, it's gonna take all our lives away.
We're all gonna be murdered. We're just the cancer on this earth to the robots.
Yep.
Yeah.
They'll know.
Yeah.
They'll know the one thing that's destroying the planet.
Yeah. Well, I think over the last couple of months, I've seen like a slight change in people refusing to use like Spotify anymore and want to move to platforms that artists get paid more off and stuff like that, which is only a good thing, I guess, because
100%.
I was thinking about this earlier. There isn't a job in the world where the CEO, the creator of the product, probably gets paid the least amount compared to like everybody else. Like when you think managers and booking agents and record labels and everybody else gets paid as much, if not more, than the artists who create the music. And then the music is expected for free by people. Which is nuts to me.
Yeah.
Which is bonkers. Like, I know that's me coming at it from a musician's point of view.
Well, a lot of people don't even know that. Yeah. A lot of people don't put two and two together that, like, these Spotify billionaires are not paying us.
Yeah.
They're fucking not paying us. And they get away with it.
Yeah.
So, hopefully.
Something's got to change.
I think that with eradication of ignorance will reach this level where people are like, wait, I want my favorite band to get paid.
Yeah. I'd like to see my favorite band again.
Yeah, I want to see them, keep them going? Play shows.
Ooh, fund them. Yeah. Fund the fuckers. That'd be a good idea,
exactly.
Wouldn't it? Make sure they can eat. That's a good one.
Yeah.
If you keep them alive, they might be able to do more music. Thank you.
Keep them out of the delivery of pizzas.
That as well. Yeah. It's especially venues that are not too far from takeaway stops. I mean, that's always a nightmare. While we're on about technology and everything like that, I mean, one theme that always comes up with some of our other guests is when we're talking about kind of music production is just all the tales of the mad things John Feldmann used to make you do, especially on the first couple of records and techniques, whether it was kind of him adding like the bicycle sound or making you sing in caves and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw anybody record outside the studio was you with John Feldmann in a tunnel with an SM7 and his Mac laptop. And I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on?
It's amazing recording in that way. We went up north and sang, sound effects and over dramatics. We sang on this cliff, like out over the beach, and amazing. Wow. Yeah. It's really, like the memories that I have are irreplaceable. It's, John Feldmann, still my brother, one of my best friends, had a way of taking things to the next level that I don't think a lot of people at that time had even thought about. What is it?
She did it.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that sick? Jeff rules, Bert rules, Dan rules, tattoos. That's fucking tight.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
That's tight. we just got a production manager who got Burt Rules tattooed on his leg because I got Joe Rules. His name's Joe. I got Joe Rules on my leg yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah. Just the love goes around this camp. We're all one big happy family, that's for sure.
He's a very brave man having a sheep on his leg when there's two Welshmen in the room as well.
Yeah, that's true as well. Yeah, that's very true.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. With the Feldmann techniques, were you ever kind of like, why is he making me do this?
Surely reversing a bike isn't going to work, John.
I was down for anything at that point. I was just so excited to be recording, so excited to be a part of this thing that I knew was going to be massive. And yeah, I trust John Feldmann with my life. He knows what's up. He was one of the first, he was one of the first people on Pro Tools to actually like push it to the next level, which is really fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I remember the first time I heard your voice as well, which was on Open Your Eyes by Goldfinger. And I didn't know for years that it was you. After the first used record came out, I was like, that's got to be him on that Goldfinger song, surely. But I couldn't find any like information on it. And then I was like, it's got to be, like, that voice is so you and brilliant that I was like, it's got to be him. And then we ended up having John on, and I ended up getting to speak to him about it. Yeah, what was the weirdest thing that he had you do? Was there anything?
I think the first record where recording and people were just throwing things at me was quite a strange experience, but we got some magic out of it. Yeah, we had a... Let me think about what song it is on In Love. Oh, Find a Way. He made all these really cool sounds, and he was actually like encouraging me to take whippets from so you can hear it on there. It's like,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a mad fucking technique.
Yeah. Yeah.
When was the last time somebody threw something at you in a recording studio?
It's been actually last record. But it was for a different reason.
Fuck.
Oh, does it ever come around now where, I mean, because technology has evolved so much, I mean, you know, there's plugins and there's effects and stuff that you don't need to go to a cave or a hill or whatever to get that kind of effect, but... When you're in the studio and stuff now, do you still think like, oh, maybe let's just do something random just to see if that kind of adds anything to it?
Yeah, our songwriting process has changed so much. We, with Feldman, it's hard to explain, but we do a song a day and just bang through them. And try not to overthink too much and try not to. So we're so caught up in the moment. It's like, let's go down the street and record at this park, or it's like, let's just get the song out. Let's bang the songs, see which ones, just throwing everything at the wall and see what sticks. It's really cool.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, I just love the whole energy and that just kind of relationship you guys have had. It's just, it's like, yeah, it's like a really yin and yang thing. It's like one can't have one without the other.
Yeah, when Joey got in the band, we were trying to feel out producers, and we got with a few different guys, and then it was just like, no, let's go with Feldman.
Can I make a record?
Yeah. Joey was like, can I make a used record with Feldman, pretty please? And then yeah, we got in the studio with Feldman at 2019, and made Heartwork, which is one of my favorite blast. Used records.
Yeah
And same kind of writing process, just blasting one a day, seeing what works, kind of not overthinking things. By the end of the day, you put the song away and then you move on and you come back and see how you feel about it. Some you're like, oh, that's terrible, let's put that out. Or some's like, damn, that's a great song, let's put that out. So we kind of just put everything out that we do. But it's nice to have like a big chunk of songs, you know?
Yeah.
Especially with Toxic Positivity. I mean, that's your 9th record. Yeah. I'm sure like, it's crazy when you step back and think like, well, we've put out 9 of these, like, you know, especially when it comes to lyrics. I'm sure there's always stuff that you want to write about. You love your poetry. You love reading books. You love kind of that whole side of things rather than just, oh, I need to find something to fit a melody. You know, I'm sure you always come with lyrics. Is there ever struggles with that, or is it constant inspiration day in, day out?
I think that the way we do it is we go into the studio and we kind of talk about how we feel that day.
Yeah.
And we really kind of feel out the emotion of the moment. And then we write a song around that. So it's really, yeah, I always have a poem, or I always have a little piece of writing that would be appropriate. But Dan's the loudest man on the planet. But yeah, I feel lucky that I have a love for poetry and a love for books. All I have to do is sit down, read a poem, and be inspired, and there's a song, you know? Do one. Come on, do one.
Put down your podcast.
I was not expecting that. Fuck. That was funny.
Yeah, lyrics have always been my favorite part about writing, obviously, but yeah, it's never been a worry of mine. I think that there'll always be something new to write about. There'll always be something exciting or something tragic or something in the middle. So yeah.
Is there any lines in particular over the years that you've always been not surprised, but maybe kind of is extra cool seeing people resonate with or sing back or have caught on more than you thought they would. Maybe, you know, any
tattooed
kind of,
on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. We've had some odd requests. There's a girl who comes through the line holding her iPad that says "Play Paralyzed" every night, and we're like, "No, we're not playing it again. I'm so sorry." And she wanted me to write, "How could a fist fight be romantic?" So she could get it tattooed, and I was like, "Yeah, that's a fucking sick tattoo, actually." Nice.
Yeah, I'll get that tonight. Yeah. Yeah. We do that.
We got a guy. Yeah.
Part two.
Yeah, I love the fact that you can just be in this dressing room now and you can just like, if we want a tattoo, we can have a tattoo.
Yeah. It's a family out here. Mm. We really take it seriously. If there's any bad vibes, we try to get it out as soon as possible. You can't be a bad word around us. You can't be any slurs around us.
One thing I wanted to ask as well, I mean, this is just like generally wondering, because you live in Australia now, like how does the logistics of band life work? Like that's a hell of a commute for a rehearsal. Like.
Yeah, I knew what I was getting into when I moved down there, but we kind of, LA is kind of home base. It's close to Joey. Who knows where Jeff is at? Jeff lives in 4 or 5 different places at once. And Dan lives in Utah, so it's kind of not far from where everyone's at. Just straight shot for me. So, yeah, it depends on what we're doing. If we're coming here, then I come straight here and we rehearse here.
Right. Cool.
But usually rehearsals are in LA.
That's okay.
Yeah. We take it pretty serious now, too. We rehearse hardcore and then we play a set every day before we go out and play a set. So, we're kind of... at this point in our career where it means more to us than it ever has. Mm. You know, it's a really nice feeling.
Yeah. Is there anything you put that down to?
I think just not taking things for granted. We've been doing this for 23 years. We feel so lucky. You know, we feel so grateful. We wake up every day and look around. It's like, this can't be my life. This is absolutely incredible. So yeah, we're still in that place where everything's exciting. Everything's worth it. We all have families now, so it's tough to leave, but when we do leave, they understand that we're doing something very special.
Yeah.
And we understand that as well.
Hmm. And to be going for 23 years, I mean, you've never had a hiatus. You've never really been like, I'm going to put the band on hold for 5 years and come back.
No way.
Like a lot of people have. And is there anything that's kept you going with that? Because I'm sure there's times where it would have been easy just to be like, no, I'm going to just bury my head in the sand for a couple of years. And then if I come back, I'll come back. But
yeah, there's been so many highs and lows that it's wild. Yeah. Like you were saying, around the late 2010s, 2008, 2009, 2010, there was a lull in this kind of music that, you know, we're going out to play shows and it wasn't the same as it was in 2004 and 2005. But this music is all, it's all we know. It's our church. It's our religion. It's our safe place. So yeah, we never had any intentions to break up. We never wanted to take a break or go anywhere. It's kind of a little speech I gave on stage. I'm like, we've been an emo band for 23 years. We never broke up. We never took a break. We've been here the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. Proud of it.
Yeah. Well, no, it's nice to see.
It's a testament to you as people and you as songwriters as well, because the fact your songs are literally still resonating with people 23 years down the line is fucking incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome. We're more than stoked. It's like we put our hearts and souls into these songs, you know, we put our everything in there. So to have a good reception, to have like positive feedback is only like, it's such a bonus part of it, because I make these songs for me, you know?
Yeah. Do you ever stop and consider how many bands you've influenced? Because there's got to be thousands.
Man, it's...
thousands, if not tens of thousands of bands.
Yeah, it's a... Yeah, what time is it? Oh, no.
Do we have to stop?
I mean...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The 1620, ladies and gentlemen. I often reflect on what this band has done to the world, you know? The amount of damage we've done.
Yeah. But it's sorry for my band. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, sorry.
It's so cool that we've been a big part of so many people's lives. You know, like I said, we wake up every day and can't fucking believe where we're at, you know? Mm.
But it must be cool as well when you see not just the influence you've had on bands within the scene, but kind of artists kind of outside of that now, especially, you know, when you look at people with like Machine Gun Kelly and Youngblood and Demi Lovato, like you've been involved with some of their tracks over the last couple of years. It must be quite nice to have that kind of interaction with them and seeing like how much you meant to them in a different way.
Yeah, it's always strange to hear like, yeah, Demi Lovato's a huge fan, or like
what?
Post Malone's a huge fan. Yeah. It's like, damn,
yeah,
that's fucking
oh, good.
Awesome.
When are we going on tour then?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Post.
Take us.
Come on,
us,
Post.
Take us.
Sort it out.
Come on, Posty.
He's got to, haven't he?
But come yeah, on. It's a unbelievable feeling. It's all super highs, you know. Like when Demi asked me, I was like, "Are you kidding? Of course I will." You know what I mean? Yeah, we're stoked. The music has touched so many people's lives in so many different ways. Being an inspiration in that way is something you can't ever really actualize, you know.
How did the Machine Gun and Youngblood collaboration come about? Is that a John thing?
Machine Gun Kelly just hit me up. He wanted me on the jam. So I was like, hell yeah, let's do one.
Class. It's not fucking easy. It's just that easy.
Although yeah. I do have to say, we had a deal that he was going to sing on one of our songs.
And he backed
out. Same with Black Bear. We had a fucking deal. I'll sing on your song if you sing on my song. Still getting ghosted.
What?
These young kids, motherfuck.
Yeah. Absolute bastard.
I've never even said it in an interview. I've never even talked about it at all. But I have a solo record coming out.
Do you know what? I was just about to ask, was there ever any chance of a Burt McCracken solo record?
Yeah, me and John got in the studio together and we made about 24 pop jams.
Wow.
So I'm so excited. Probably put it out next March. You guys are the first ones to ever hear
about it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate
it. I'm chuffed to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
I come from that pop world. So everything in the used records that's really poppy, like Cathedral Bell or one of those type of jams, is right in my wheelhouse. I grew up with Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey. So that's my world. So I got to go in the studio and make a bunch of pop songs.
Marchin.
That's
yes.
Good.
I thought you were just going to list all the Jacksons.
Yeah. Tito.
Yeah. Big Joe himself.
Yeah.
The dad, Big Joe. Doesn't even any Jackson. Like.
Oh, is it going to be under Burt McCracken then? Like, what's it going to be?
It's Robbie the Used.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, what a cool way of also keeping the band name.
Yeah, keeping the band involved. It can only be positive for the band, awesome. Of course. Yeah. So Robbie the Ewe is dropping a pop record in March.
Wow.
So stoked. I'll send you some jams.
Oh, please. Oh, yeah, please. Yeah. I'm excited for fucking that.
How?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just intrigued now. How did that come about in sense of like wanting to do it away from the band but kind of keeping the name? I mean,
well, it's kind of Robbie the Used has been my oh no, no, so like, shit,
yeah, no, we cut that, we cut, no, we bleep
that,
yeah, we cut
just beep, yeah. My beep.
Oh, my phone, oh, my phone number just, is 00172.
I just fucking doxed myself. That's fine.
You're
no, yeah, it's been a nickname for a really, really long time, and yeah, cool way to keep the band involved. They've all been really supportive. It was actually my wife's like, "What do you want for your 40th birthday?" And I'm like, "A solo pop record."
And she's like, "Oh, just wait here, let me just make some calls."
Yeah. And working with John in that way is just unbelievable, man. He has such a talent for songwriting. He could write 3 hit songs a day.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Oh yeah, you just gotta look at his back catalog and it's just, yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, how does he do it?
Where's it
all coming from?
He's channeling the aliens.
Comes from a dark place. He's got some demons. He's got some aggressive energy. He's got some songs to put out. If he's not working, he'll go crazy.
Yeah, no, I can imagine, especially when you're that intense into what you do. I mean, it's hard to separate yourself from.
Yeah,
from
that, yeah. He lives and breathes it. It's amazing.
Yeah. So what? Yeah, one. What other vibes are just going to be on this? You've blown me away with this. Yeah. This now, like, can you talk about like any influences, any little things that you've tried with this? Is it going to be completely different from what we've expected from your voice before? Like, what's?
I think completely different and very similar. If you like the poppier side of the Used, you'll get it. But we wanted to, my influence was like Robin. And yeah, like I said, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey, and some mainstream pop nowadays I really love. Dua Lipa.
Nice.
Obviously, Post Malone is one of the greatest artists that's ever lived.
Future touring.
Love you, Posty. Let's go. I just saw him right before I left, and the show was, he's so good, man. He's so talented. So yeah, a lot of modern pop influences, a lot of influences from the 80s and early 90s, and we just put it down.
Nice.
We just throw it down.
Did John have any guests turn up? I'm guessing Travis Barker's turned up at some point. You've had to shoo him away.
We're keeping dead away from Travis Kardashian at this point.
Right on.
Oh, clipped.
Right on.
Clipped and shipped.
It's all good. It's all good.
I did a song with Avril, which is pretty cool.
Awesome.
I'm trying to get Demi on a song. Black Bear, like I said, he's ghost to me. Come on.
He's got him.
Come on,
yeah.
Bear.
And Ghost
what
Malone.
Is
we should get the posty on before
Ooh,
he goes.
Ooh, that would be so dope.
Come on, let's make it happen.
Yeah. Well, he's like, we got a jam. I'm like, yes, we do.
Yeah.
We got a jam.
Come with on. The dream.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made us two very excited about this.
Very cool.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's about time. It's been keeping it inside for so long, everybody.
So when does everything start for that then? Like, when does press and all that stuff start?
Who knows?
That?
We're still kind of working things out. We'll probably start putting singles out in March and see how it goes. Maybe do 3 or 4 shows and maybe do a show over here, maybe do a show over there, maybe do a show everywhere. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, exciting.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome stuff. Speaking of shows, we've started asking a lot of our guests just the weirdest place they've ended up playing a gig.
I once played a bull ring. In Madrid.
Yes.
So that was the weirdest place I've ever played.
We played a bull ring in Chile.
Oh.
And there's like a 15-foot balcony. And as soon as we started, it was like a waterfall of kids jumping off the balcony. It was insane.
Wow.
Yeah. But weirdest place we've played is Yekaterinburg, Russia. I got stuck at the Dubai airport for like 12 hours because they didn't even know of the place. And it was spelled
different. You go in somewhere, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it was spelled different on the ticket than it was on the actual, like, how the actual city spelled it. So It was wild. Their claim to fame there is they have a Michael Jackson statue. And everybody, whoever we met, is like, did you see the Michael Jackson statue?
One thing?
Yeah, we did. It's blue as fuck.
Yeah, it looks more like Joe.
But yeah, that was crazy. We went to a ontological hospital for kids with cancer and played a little acoustic thing there. It was magic. It was magic. We're not going back to Russia anytime soon.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's just say freedom for Ukraine because we can.
Yes, let's.
Yeah.
I always love hearing the weird places radio stations put on gigs in the States, because we've had people tell us, like, they've turned up and done chicken shops and zoos. It's all like, you wouldn't get that over here. We're never having someone in like the Tesco car park playing the gig. You know what I mean?
We played in the Best Buy parking lot. We played in Kmart parking lot, Walmart parking lots,
Wow. All
the marts. We just,
if you've got Mart in the name,
we'll play you. A lot of cool churches, a lot of dingy warehouses. It's funny.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. I always find it so funny when you see some venues and then you see like, the big ambient theaters you play one night and then the next night you're in some weird
car garage. Yeah, it's funny. We love it all though. Put us wherever, we'll play a show.
Nice. Well, this is a cool venue.
Yeah,
this
put us right here. We'll play a show in the backstage upstairs dressing room. We could fit at least.
All right, go and drunk it over there.
I've done shows in rooms this big too. We fit about 25 people. Everyone going ape shit, kicking faces.
Yeah, break.
Oh, it's Jeffa from the Used. Just about to make some tea. I don't know, Joe. Yeah, Joe hangs out with his pants off all the time. Joe. Yeah. Joey.
But yeah, no, this is a cool venue. This is the first time I've ever been to this venue.
Yeah, it should be really fun. We're stoked. The UK tour so far has been amazing. Although we've only done 3 shows so far, but it's been magic.
I was talking to Emma Van Dyts before this.
Love Emma.
Yes.
We love Emma so much.
We all got tattoos yesterday.
Oh yeah, Emma. Yeah, matching Heart News tattoos.
Nice.
This is so good.
Awesome. Yeah, no, she was saying how amazing last night was. So yeah, very, very excited for tonight.
Ooh, last night was magic. Yeah. Just a special moments over here because we haven't been here for so long and the fans are so excited, but yeah, they're so, their hearts are so warm. Like I said, they're completely understanding of my situation. And it's good to have, like, it's all family. It feels like it's family.
Nice. Yeah.
How nice is it, though, to be that open with people and to be able to actually be transparent? Because it could be, you know, it could be easy just when those kind of situations happen and you need to cancel shows just to be like, oh, this is not happening, that's it, like, whatever, like, we'll tell you something again. But to actually be transparent and actually see people coming back to you with their own problems and their own kind of things like that, it must be kind of...
Yeah, it's scary a lot of the times to put yourself out there like that. You know, I think growing up, depression and anxiety were things that were like kind of looked down upon, you know? And now that the world has kind of shifted, people understand, and I think a lot of people suffer with the same situation. It's not as scary as it would be. But yeah, to put yourself out there like that, it creates a lot of beautiful, beautiful moments with the fans, you know?
Mm-hmm. As we start to wind down on this conversation a little bit, I mean, we talked so much about just that kind of inspiration and being doing this for like 23 years now. I think when you can get this far into a career, I think some people can kind of question like, well, the legacy and the, what does this mean? Like, you know, have I done what I've wanted to and all that? But it just seems from talking to you here that you're just taking it still day by day and just enjoying stuff.
Yeah, man. We're not going anywhere. Awesome. You're stuck with us.
Good.
I'm going to try to do some Willie Nelson moves. Put 91, put me up there.
Oh.
Here's to another 50 years, right?
Yeah. Yes. That's what we want. And people are always love and embrace this music. And yeah, from the new material to the fact that you're celebrating an anniversary next year with the 20th of In Love and Death. I mean, yeah, it's just, there's always love. There's always love for this band.
Yeah, we embrace our early career. We love playing old songs. We're not strange like that. Like, a lot of bands have a hard time when people want to hear a track from the first or second record. You know, like, what about all our other stuff? It's like, yeah, we love all of our other stuff too. We'll play that too. But, you know, The Taste of Ink, holy shit. Yeah. What a fucking fun song to play.
In every rock club I DJ to this day,
yeah,
everybody swears.
Love it.
You've got everybody swearing in a nightclub.
Oh, love it. Yeah, it's...
What's the time?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, what's the fucking time? What time is it, everybody?
But yeah, it's... Yeah, to this day, yeah, the songs are as big as they've ever been, I think, in rock clubs and stuff. So
it feels so good. Like I said, every day we're blown away. We're so grateful and thankful, and we feel lucky to be where we're at. So I don't think that would ever change. We're just four dudes from small places, you know.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Is there anywhere you've heard the Used song and thought, what is it doing here? Like, you've been really caught off guard.
Yeah, some Marts. Heard the Used and some different
types. We're playing outside. Yeah, outside.
Some different types of Marts. We heard that. I heard our song in an elevator in Japan one time. I'm like, oh no, we're elevator music now. yeah, hell yeah, yeah, we're elevator music.
Was it
now
in that elevator style, or was it actually the actual song?
It was the actual song. So that's good.
Even better if someone's taking time to just play a little piano.
Lullabies, yeah, that's coming in the future.
Oh, it's not a bad,
yeah,
it's not a bad concept, to be fair. Because
for our
parents,
kids.
Yeah, there's... Oh, people love like lo-fi playlists. Yeah. You can get a lo-fi Used.
There we go. It would be amazing.
We are flying with ideas today. It's not this, it's Patoos.
Yeah, Patoos.
Patoos. The Pat Tattoo Shop.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, but
love
yeah.
It. Love it. Yeah.
Class.
But thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, anytime. Just, thank you guys. We really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate you. It's just been nice to kind of hang out and talk the shit. And yeah, we're super excited for this show.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I remember speaking in the pandemic. It was incredible then and incredible now. So thank you. I'm really happy for all your success.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing.
You too.
Yeah.
As you said, you will, and we'll be happy.
We're not going nowhere.
We'll be fucking chuffed.
You're so stuck with us.
Good. Good. And I can't wait for March now as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's gonna be so good.
Right on.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for everything. Thank you for the inspiration over the years.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Apologies for all the bands that have come out because of it, including my band. But yeah, thank you very
much. Stoked. Thank you.
Yes. Woo! Yes, yes, Y-E-S, that was Robert McCracken of The Used, back once again like the Renegade Master on Sapnin Podcast, right here, right now, episode 264. I can't believe we've finally got to do this one in the flesh. Thank you again to Bert, thank you again to The Used, thank you again to Sheep there, Two Manager, thank you very much to Emma Van Dytes for sorting it out. We love her very much. I saw that she got to meet Ice Cube lately. And that's a massive thing for her. So congratulations. I would also like to meet Ice Cube.
That's awesome. Fair play to Emma. But yeah, I mean, this experience is just great. I love the fact that we can just walk into the dressing room with these emo legends. The rest of the band are just like, yeah, cool, man. Nice to meet you. And we're just chilling out like if we're part of the furniture, like we're supposed to be there and there's not some awkward situation or anything.
Yeah, we didn't even like go in, work out what we were going to ask or do. We literally just walked in the dressing room like, it's on from now on. Oh, cool. Well, let's set up. Let's start fucking talking. So, yeah, we had a great time. They were fucking absolutely lovely to us. And, couldn't have been more free with us to do whatever we were. Literally just wandering about a venue I didn't even know of until I went to meet the Used there. Fucking solo album.
Yes, that's the scoop. That's the exclusive. That is the takeaway from this. We have managed to get news. Bert McCracken is doing a solo record. So all you fucking major publications listening to this, obviously going to steal it. You're welcome. But that is so exciting. I think you can just hear us when he told us the news. It's just been like, what's this? I want to hear it now. So yeah, roll on March, fingers crossed, if that is when it actually comes out.
Yep, and definitely credited us at Sapnin Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and whatever else, whatever social media exists. Giant news organizations. Please, please
tag us, you absolute thieving story bastards.
Well, that's the thing. You never know what's going to happen on this podcasting. I think I just love it again when we get these opportunities and people trust us to talk absolute fucking rubbish. If you go back, if it's your first time listening, go back, check out all our other episodes. There is countless guests that just open up about the most interesting things, from pop artists, rock, metal, drag queens, wrestlers. It's all there. So please make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast, and go and support us via our Patreon page at patreon.com/sapnin. Not only does it help us continue, but you get involved in a great community of people.
Do you just have a motorbike go past?
Someone's drilling. I'll edit it out.
Leave it in. That's funny. Leave it in. It's funny. Check out patreon.com/sapnin. Every little helps us to keep this going. And for me to keep buying flu medicine now at this point, because fucking hell, I am sick to death of drowning in snot. Anyway, I need to send some massive thank yous to some very important people. Everyone in our Patreon is very important to us. But I need to thank these people who are the top tiers. Thank you very much. Kylie Wheeler, Mayumi, Janelle Castan, Paul Hirschfield, Tony Michaels, Scarlett Charlton, Dilly Grimwood, Mitch Perry, Nathan Croshaw, Kelly Ewing, Emma Barber, TPSW Owens, Molly Malloy and James Bowerbank, Amy Louise, Kat Besant, Alexandra Pemblint, and Jonathan Gutierrez, Jenny Robinson, Amy Dawson, Murray Grimwood, Scott Jones, Stuart McNaught, Ellen Southfield, Caroline Robinson, Stephen Aston, Kate Puttock, Jenny Munster, Louis Cook, Carl Pendlebury, James McNaught, Jason Heredia, John and Emma, Martina McManus, Danny Eaton, Sean Foynes, M. Evans Roberts, Evan, Ollie Amesbury, Emily Perry, Khalila Keane, Adam King of the Goths Parslow, Josh, why doesn't Santa go to the hospital? He has private elf care. Chris, but that's the worst one yet, I think. Thank you very much, Vicky, Kyle, Bounty Chocolate Fan, David Smith, and last by no means least, Connor Lewins and family. Thank you very much to everybody involved in our Patreon. We love you very, very much. This would not happen without our Patreon. So if you've listened to 5 or more episodes and you've never become part of our Patreon, you are subhuman scum and you should join immediately.
Yes, we're going to be doing a special festive season Zoom party quiz on the 21st of December as well. So if you want to get involved, if you've been waiting, you want to meet new friends and get quizzed about emo stuff and the festive holidays, this is the best time to do it. We're also going to be putting up some stuff for you to decide, maybe bonus Patreon episodes or an episode coming out at the end of the year as well. So get involved, patreon.com/sapnin. Before we wrap this emo masterpiece up, Sean, yes, I should give you a very quick opportunity to tell people about the bands who are going to be opening up for the Blackouts UK tour in February.
Oh, yes. So we have announced now the full lineups. So on every date in February, it's going to be the Blackout. Our main support is going to be Dead Pony from Scotland. And then at every show, we've got a different opener of bands we like and we would like to showcase and give an opportunity to. So for Manchester, we got Mouth Culture, currently managed by Loz Taylor of While She Sleeps as well. Fantastic band, check them out. Glasgow, we're supported by New Shapes, they're going to be opening. Two Scottish bands playing that one, that'll be good. All the Celts together, look, all the Celts. We might try and take over England that night. We might try and go down and take over England. Birmingham, we've got Lunas, which is Connor Ball from the Vamps' new emo pop-esque project. Then Cardiff, we've got our friends in Welsh space metal, Delaw, that's what I call them. In London, at our Forum show, we've got friends in the mighty Fangs Out from Sabbath Town, Birmingham. So yes, it's going to be very, very
stacked.
Good.
It's stacked.
TheBlackoutBand.com for tickets. Go and get them, for God's sake. And buy as many as you can for Birmingham.
Hey.
And turn up. Don't just buy tickets and not turn up, because that'd be fucking horrible. That's worse than not buying tickets.
Is it? Oh, well, yeah, probably. At least you'd have the money back, like.
That's true.
You'd have the fees of the tickets.
But I'd rather not do the show. I'd rather nobody turn up than we sell it out. 3,000 tickets and nobody's there. 3,000 people don't turn up. What? Think how horrible that would be.
It would be fucking horrible. But yes, this has been a great episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you everyone for celebrating everything we do. And we'll be back next week and every Friday with very special guests, silly nonsense, laughs, and fun in between.
Not if this fucking flu's got anything to do with it. We want. I am sweating and freezing at the same time. I'm sorry for how I've sounded. If it's put you off, I'm very, very sorry. If you go to patreon.com, you can buy me the cure.
Yay! What, Robert Smith?
I don't mean the band. No. I got in before you fucking... Anyway, Sapnin! Oh, fuck. I feel like I'm drowning in my own snot. Sorry, everyone.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.